You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it's an early time for Grab Bag. I know you're looking at your watch right now, or maybe your car clock, saying, wait a minute. It's not time for Grab Bag, but Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Patriots, is going to speak. We'll bring that to you live around 1:25 or so.
Got a lot to speak about.
Oh, he really does. Born out, cutlets in. What more do you want? All their guys cleared waivers, if you care about that. If you want, you know, Cole Strange back on the practice squad. Nobody grabbed him.
Come on back, Cole.
Nobody pounced on Cole Strange.
No one picked up Braden Swinson.
No, okay. And, so many guys that they had to let go.
Good to know.
The Red Sox are in action tonight. They're trying to make it 3 straight against the Orioles. It'll be 6:35 first pitch, 5:35 pregame here on WEEI. Brian Bayo, who has been nails, will be on the mound 10-6 with a 3.07 ERA. Opposite lefty Dietrich Enns.
Spell that.
Some people would rob their mother for the Enns. Enns. E-N-N-S.
Two Enns.
Yes.
Okay.
Enns.
Got it.
He appears to be an opener.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But he's lefty. So do you give him the righty treatment? That's a weird one, right? You're only gonna throw an inning or two.
Yeah, no, I think you can keep your normal lineup out there. I think plus
so you don't have to go crazy.
Ref Snyder's hurt, isn't he?
Yeah, Ref Snyder is hurt.
Yeah, so I don't know if you can load up on the righties, but let me just give you this stat again.
Oh, please,
because Giolito pitched great last night. Bayo on the hill tonight. Since June 10th,
okay.
This is from Joe Weil, WEEI.
It's a wild stat.
It is a wild stat.
Yep.
Wicked, wicked wild.
Oh, that's what we need.
Yeah.
We need that every time he's on. Yeah.
Wicca, wicca,
is he doing pregame tomorrow?
Probably.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll hang out with him.
Yep. Like that.
Wild, wild west.
I like how I try to do a little bit of Everlast, yeah. And then Jones tops me with a little Will Smith.
In your face. The top five pitchers by ERA since June 10th in the AL. Trevor Rogers is one.
Yep.
Giolito, two.
Okay.
Scooble, three.
Scoobs.
Crochet, four.
Yeah.
Brian Bayo, five. Those are three of the top five by ERA in the AL since early June.
In other words, if you were doing a five-man rotation for an All-American League team against an All-National League team, three of the five
since
would be...
June 10th.
Since
not
June
the
10th.
Whole year.
No, since June 10th.
Since June 10th.
Three of the five would be
yep.
On the Red Sox.
Wicked, wicked, wild.
The original talk, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I just step on my tongue. Not a till of the hunt, I know I'm doing his son. My focus is exact, like racking pinion in a jag. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag.
All right, Super Bowl halftime show prop bets are out.
Heck
who
yeah.
is the most likely to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime? In fact, not just the most likely. I got like 30 different names that are out here with their odds. Do you want to start at the bottom or do you want to start from the top?
Bottom.
I shouldn't even have asked. Tool is 150-1.
Wow.
I've seen Tool live, brag.
Quite a
great
show. Quite a show.
The lead singer won't face the audience. I don't know if he's changed. He's not really into that. So he kind of lays in like a little ball and looks the other way. It's good, though.
James Maynard?
James Maynard.
Is that right?
Yes.
How about
Perfect
that?
Circle and Tool.
Nice.
Robbie Williams is 66-1.
Oh.
Gracie Abrams is 35-1.
Don't know.
The Killers, Harry Styles, Foo Fighters, and Benson Boone are 33-1.
That'd be a good show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take your word for it.
Where's the Super Bowl again?
San Fran or Santa Clara.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right, San Fran?
I think it was Vegas. Yeah, never mind.
Not
going.
Vegas.
Yep,
yeah, you're thinking of WrestleMania.
Well, I was thinking of the Killers. I was like, bring them back to Vegas.
Pink,
but got it.
Oh. 28-1. My wife's seen her a couple times. She puts on a show and a half.
Rag.
Yeah, well, on her behalf.
Yeah.
Or that I have a wife. Travis Scott, BTS, are both 25-1.
Ooh.
Adele, 22-1.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Rodrigo, Linkin Park, Green Day, and Doechii are all 20-1.
Mm.
Teddy Swims and Drake, 18-1.
Teddy Swims would be a real sleepy show, I feel like, but okay. Yeah.
So he's on the list.
Yeah, good voice.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Chapel Roan, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, all are 16-1.
Pal of Mike Vrabel there, Morgan Wallen, right?
Yeah, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No Doubt.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran, Christina Aguilera are all 14-1. Okay. Metallica, Jay-Z, Charlie XCX, and Billie Eilish are all 12-1.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get into the top six.
Okay, good. Good.
Tied for I did too much. Tied for fourth. Oasis, Miley Cyrus, and Mariah Carey are all 10-1.
Miley's a good pick.
Sabrina Carpenter, 8-1. Dua Lipa, hello, 7-1.
Real nice.
Hello. And then even money, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Is it so Taylor Swift or the field? What would you say?
Oh, I'd take the field.
Okay.
I'd take the field there.
She's never done the halftime show.
Mm-mm.
Some are saying this could be the year. She just got engaged.
It's quite an elaborate ruse just to get the halftime show to get engaged now all the way to Travis. That's what some believe, to get engaged to Travis Kelce just to get in there, perform, and then break up.
Well, but you don't get paid to do the halftime show.
Yeah, but it would be about her notoriety, which again, clearly she doesn't need.
I feel like she's turned it down so many times before. She doesn't want to do it.
I always thought that was a ridiculous thing. But I smart bet there, Dua Lipa. That's good.
Dua Lipa.
Good odds there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Trying to strike a chord, and it's
probably a Rebag. Rashee Rice might be suspended 6 games. It looks like they're trying to the league.
5 or 6.
Yeah.
7 or 8.
Well,
that is 6, isn't it?
It's 6 games, but they haven't officially given him the suspension yet. It's one of those things where they could avoid like an arbitration hearing and just give him the 6 if he and the NFLPA agree to it, which is probably what I think will end up happening, right? Because this way you don't push it down the season, you don't miss games later. And you just take 6 games. Because we were wondering about that. Because he had like a real court date coming up
end of
September.
Yeah, it was going to be like 4 games that he could play. And then he was going to get suspended. So this gives some clarity to the Chiefs and their draft. By the way, are you seeing this flood of texts about it is not...
Oh, Maynard James Keenan.
There it is.
Maynard James
Who's
Keenan.
James Maynard.
But am I wrong about him kind of turning the other way?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody yelling about that. There's a lot of people yelling at me, though. Yeah.
Rich Keefe.
Don't lose that number. Don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag
to yourself.
All right, what are you laughing at?
Well, I was thinking, of course, James Maynard, the mathematician, working in the analytic number theory, and in particular, his theory on prime numbers. That's who I was getting confused
been.
With.
Yeah, yeah. Couple of wideouts on the move. Adam Thielen going back to the Vikings, and the Jaguars have traded for Tim Patrick.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags
in a row.
Kyle Hamilton is now the highest paid safety in the league, getting a new big deal with the Baltimore Ravens.
Ah, so they don't need Kyle Duggar.
They don't want Kyle Duggar, no.
Some grab bag.
He's always trying to ice skate uphill.
All right, Jones, you want to find out who the top Major League Baseball performers were from Tuesday, August 26th?
Sure do.
Was it George Springer? 4-for-5, 2 home runs, 4 runs scored.
Oh, 2 Springer dingers.
Was it Ozzie Albies, 3-for-5, 2 home runs, 4 RBI? Was it Patrick Corbin, 8 scoreless innings, 8 Ks? Was it Martin Perez, 7 scoreless innings, 5 Ks?
Oh.
Or, friend of the show, Lucas Giolito, 8 scoreless, 8 Ks.
Okay. I don't want to give him too many awards here, Keith. I don't want to give him too much preferential treatment. He was already Hoss of the Week, Giolito. So I'm going to go with, let's go with Springer.
Springer?
Yeah. All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, Jones and Nick and Bridget, we have ourselves a 14-year major leaguer who spent time with 6 different ball clubs. Brewers, Rockies, Mariners, Twins, Padres, Snakes. The majority of his career with the Milwaukee Brewers, where he was a two-time All-Star, one-time All-Star in Milwaukee, one-time All-Star with Colorado.
Okay.
So I misspoke there.
Got it.
But two-time All-Star, primarily a third baseman, also played the other hot corner.
Okay.
But primarily a third baseman with the Brewers.
Is it Jeff Cirillo?
He got it!
We've had Jeff Cirillo before. Is that correct?
We have.
Yeah, well, Jones, yes, we have.
Oh.
And the reason why we've brought Jeff Cirillo back is because we have a fantasy football draft coming up tomorrow night.
I knew that.
Fantasy football show.
Yep.
And I said, I need to find a way to randomize the draft order. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to random baseball player Jeff Cirillo.
Wow!
To give our draft order for tomorrow night's Jones and Keefe Fantasy Football League draft. Let's hear from two-time All-Star Jeff Cirillo.
Don't F me, Cirillo. Don't you do it.
All right, boys. Welcome to your fantasy draft. Randomized as much as I can anyway. All right, we're going to go. Keith 1.
What?
That's all summon right there.
What does he mean? I'm going to randomize it as much as I can.
He's going to randomize it as much
Keith
as he can.
Keith 1?
Keith 1.
This is garbage.
I can show you what I sent him. I wrote
two-time random baseball player in the grab bag. Jeff Cirillo. This is garbage.
Keith 1.
Keith 1?
That's right.
Laney 2.
Okay. Laney.
Yep.
Hart 3.
Ooh.
I think he says Hart.
Hart 3.
Kind of burps into the thing. I think he says
Hart. That's
Hart. Well, it's going to have to be process of elimination. I think he said Hart 3.
Hart 3. Question.
Dan Ball 4.
Dan Ball.
He made, that was clear.
Knows ball.
Ball knows ball.
Yeah,
and he knows the fourth pick.
Yep.
Brian 5.
He was unsure of himself, but he did say Brian for Zocco. Okay. He's in the league, so that is 5.
Jones 6.
Jeff Cirillo. Jones 6.
Oh, you got the middle in a 12-person draft?
12-person snake draft.
It's a lot of time to get yourself a nice brew dog right in the middle of the round.
You sure can.
You know what I mean? Quick picks there. You got a lot of time. Nice balanced time to get yourself brew dog. Okay, 6. Good.
Terp 7.
I
heard that.
7!
Nice. Good for you, Terp. Congrats.
Nick 8.
Nick 8.
What do you think of that?
That's worse than 6.
Probably.
Well.
Depending on how you look at it. In the first round it is.
Yeah, sure.
And the third round. And the fifth round.
Round and I'm the seventh be round.
Fitzy 9.
Okay.
From Jeff Cirillo.
Dice is texting, by the way, that he heard Dice 3.
You need me to pick the third pick.
Ah, I got third pick. No, yeah,
that was hard. Yeah, sure.
Stitz and Ted. 10?
What did he say? I think he said Stitz and Ted. I wrote Stiz slash Ted because, of course, Stiz and Ted are going to be sharing a team.
Stitz and Ted.
They might have to just change the
name.
You
might need
team.
To, yeah.
Stitz and Ted.
Show us your Stitz.
All right, so we still have 2 more picks.
Uh-huh.
We still have 2 more picks to go. Okay. Let's see.
Can't wait for those two to argue on the clock.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Stitz and Ted. 10?
Yep.
Oh, I messed this up.
What did he say? I messed this up?
I messed this up. He cut it off and sent it in.
There, that's
wait,
it. That's
we
the
left final. Hanging. We don't have the final 2 picks.
So a 10-team league.
So, Shyman,
Cirillo, you did it again.
Shyman Davey apparently are out of the league. I sent him 12 names.
All right, well,
he got to the end. He goes, and so we
is this a sign from the universe that they're out?
Team league?
Yeah, maybe.
He was sitting on a plane doing cameo before takeoff.
The lady's like, sir, we need to turn off our phones. Put your phone in airplane mode, sir. We're taking off.
I don't know what we do about...
You can't record a cameo right now, sir.
I don't know what we do about Davey and...
Put that video
Sean.
Back up there. Where is he flying? Yeah, that looked like first class? That looked like...
I would hope so. He's two-time All-Star Jeff Cirillo. He had a bunch of hits.
Two-time random baseball player.
And he was really good in the glove. Never got a gold glove, but he had 99 straight games without an error.
Oh, that's
at
not...
The hot
it
batter.
Is pretty funny that Scheim and Davey...
He's got like his own
fighting
pod.
Over the picks because they have a little bit of a rivalry.
They do.
Going.
They do have a good blood
feud. So Scheim and Davey, what, were we flipping a coin?
Yeah, I guess.
Run a 40.
Should I call Jeff Cirillo back?
Yes.
Do you want
All right, so we
know?
Have 10/12 of our fantasy draft
yeah.
order. Okay, good.
I felt bad that I had the number one pick in all honesty because you would have thought that I said, hey, can you make me the number one pick? But I just went through our show, their show, then, you know what? Scheim and Davey might have been at the bottom and maybe that's why he didn't
cut
scroll
off.
Down long enough.
There
He's like, I screwed this up. And I even told him, I go, can you do 12 through 1? He's like, yeah, sure. Number one, Keith. Number two. I'm like, okay, that's not at all what I was looking for. Do you want to guess how much it would cost for you out there to get a cameo from two-time All-Star and two-time random baseball player Jeff Cirillo?
I'm telling you, this is a Beckett. It's an arrow down next to it.
Over $1,200,000,000.
No, it's lower.
$200 billion.
$50.
No.
$25. A ham.
$9. It costs me $9 American. One extra dollar with the service fee. So you're right. One ham. One
ham.
Total ham.
That counts. It costs you a ham.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well spent.
Very well spent.
My wife's like, what'd you buy?
Yeah.
Ah, Jeff Cirillo.
That was a dollar a team in the draft order is what that was.
So I was trying to explain to her last night what was going on, and mm-hmm. she's like, I don't know any. Like, she's like, I don't know this person. I'm like, you wouldn't. She's like, I bet none of your friends know who this is. I'm like, they definitely know who two-time All-Star Jeff Cirillo
Should
is.
Should we have Jeff Cirillo do more stuff for the show?
I don't think so.
No, I think I kind of think maybe yes.
He's our new voiceover guy at $9 a throw.
Send him a bunch of rejoins.
Hey, Ken.
Can you say welcome back? You're listening
Ken,
to Jones.
We just saved you a lot of money on voiceover work, I think. I mean, I think.
Jeff Cirillo, Stinson Ted.
All right. Well, boy, I was very excited I got the random.
You should get a refund. The best is you can go back to your cameo page, and it's like, do you want to send a tip? I was like, no, I want the rest of the draft order is what I want.
I'll give him a tip. Yeah, I want you to read the whole thing next time. There's a tip.
But I love how he acknowledges that he screwed up and he just sent it anyway. He's like, all right, that's it.
Pulled the ripcord, got out of
there. Yeah, he's like, oh, I screwed that up. But he goes, I screwed up again, implying that that wasn't the first time.
Maybe he had two videos. He sent the wrong one. Maybe he sent the wrong one.
Oh.
Maybe, yeah.
Cirillo, you owe me.
Yeah, big time.
Stitz and Ted. Ted?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Oh, I messed this up.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Thanks,
well, that was much better than I expected.
Thanks, right, Jeff Cirillo.
So our draft is tomorrow. Keith has the first pick. I'm picking number 6.
We should probably reach out to him. Get him on.
Get him on the show.
People want him on
happened?
The show.
What happened, Jeff?
I like to just think.
It randomly cuts off in the middle of one of his answers. Oh, I messed up. He hangs up.
He just bails. I like to think of there's a world where Jeff Cirillo is kind of a part of the show.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is now, unbeknownst to him.
I was just making a case for it. Yeah, you just shot it down very quickly. But yeah, I think more cameos in the future.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you, Jeff.
Now we know most of the draft order for tomorrow. Not all of it. Certainly not all of it.
No.
But most of it for tomorrow night's draft. When are we doing that? 9 p.m.?
Yeah, 9 p.m.
People can watch along?
Yeah, watch on the Dork YouTube channel and on Jones and Keefe on Twitter or X.
Okay.
You can watch us live there, make fun of our picks, et cetera.
Right. Very excited for that. Bridget Prue with all the latest here in trending. When we come back, you will hear from the head coach of the New England Patriots. Very busy day out there. Bridget has details. Mike Vrabel next.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI and WEI.com is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. The Red Sox have now taken the first two games in their series against the Orioles after a 5-0 win last night. Game 3 of a 4-game series starts tonight. Brian Baio will be the starter for the Sox opposite Dietrich Enns. First pitch at 6:35 again tonight. And once again, Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI, Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Christian Arcan has the Mass Mutual pregame show at 5:35. And the Patriots cut down to their initial 53-man roster yesterday and have continued to make transactions today. The Pats have released wide receiver Kendrick Bourne upon his request, according to Adam Schefter and Andrew Callahan reporting that the release happened after a failed attempt to trade Bourne to Minnesota. They have also claimed Tommy DeVito to add him to their quarterback group. DeVito was cut yesterday by the New York Giants. And the Bruins announced today that their national TV schedule will include 17 nationally televised games. Trending Now is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 18th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's what's trending now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Oh, good stuff there from
Wait,
Mike Vrabel.
What?
Could be in Nashville, could be a destination.
It could be.
Wedding.
That is true. Those are two options.
It could be anywhere.
But also,
if
I don't
I get invited.
I have some thoughts, but I'm not going to share them now. Could be a good Nashville. Could be over. Like, what are your thoughts on it? Like, yeah. He said he wasn't going to talk about it, but then he started talking about it. He seemed kind of, I don't know, kind of like
low energy. You said
low energy.
We were talking about this a little bit while he was
while
going.
While he was going on, it just felt like a little bit, you know, kind of laid back. And obviously,
he's
roster
had a long
cuts.
Few days.
I was gonna say maybe not a lot of sleep, a lot of staying up and going over the roster and finalizing.
That sucks too. You got to call all these guys in and call them. I'm like, that's not fun.
All right, so couple of things.
Yes.
Aside from Swift Kelce.
Yeah.
Which good. Ask.
I have
zero problem asking about that and just see where it goes. Sometimes you ask Bill about Taylor Swift, he gives a good answer.
Yeah, right.
Try it with Vrabel. I have no problem with that question. Weird answer from Vrabel, but I have no problem with the question. Working our way in reverse a little bit, the flow of info. I think Phil asked that question. I was trying to make out who has
a rodent problem.
Basically. And he made a big deal about him trying to protect the player, asking about injuries, this and that.
I think specifically he is going to be most sensitive about injury news getting leaked. Like, I think he wants that for a number of different reasons. And he even said, like, as a player yourself, you don't want all that information out there. So.
HIPAA, I think, is what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. Dak Prescott would know all about that.
He was asked back-to-back about Duggar and Jennings. I think he kind of left the door open for both of those guys to not even be on the team.
Yeah.
With Duggar, he said he's feeling better. Good snaps against New York. Think he can help us. We'll continue to talk to him about that and how he can provide value. So I thought that was interesting. With Jennings, he said he's earned the right to be here, although he has to continue to do that just like everyone else. So I think the door's open on those guys. He was asked about Epps, a safety nobody's heard of, and Kendrick Bourne. Those are two players who reportedly asked for their release.
Yeah.
He compared it to a breakup.
I know. We did this earlier.
Yeah.
We're like, you can't cut me because I want to be released.
Yeah, you're
like,
you can't break up with me. I actually want to break up with you.
We were actually going to cut you. We were talking to you. You're like, nope. Because I'm demanding my release.
He said he's not going to get into it. He seemed to be a little bit prickly with that exchange.
Yeah, I think it was. I think he was also just like, I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to stop it right there. But I think he already kind of told us all we needed to know was Kendrick Bourne. If the Patriots wanted Kendrick Bourne on the team, he'd be on the team. They don't Correct. Want him on the team.
He was on the team for a day, but that's it.
But he probably is just hearing about the reports that, oh, well, Bourne asked for his release. He's probably just more rolling his eyes.
Anything else jump out to you? He's asked about DeVito. He wouldn't confirm anything.
It was a little Belichick-esque, which I didn't love, meaning there's all these reported signings that I'm sure you're just going to announce in an hour anyway with a team email, and rather than just being like, what's the harm in being like, yeah, we got him. Now, maybe it hasn't officially happened yet, and that's his point, but so many reports right now about DeVito, and Burt Breer even put out, like, these are the official, like, waivers, like the waiver claims and who has been awarded.
Right.
So I'm not sure why he wouldn't speak about it, because I feel like we're going to get an email pop up in like an hour that says you got him.
Yeah.
So, but that was very Bill, where you're like, I think I saw that guy walking down the locker room there. I think he's on the team. Oh, we're not going to talk about guys that aren't here. But so he is here.
It's a little annoying in the meantime. I'm sure that'll all get ironed out over time. He did say that DeVito's presence is not a reflection on Josh Dobbs. I don't know that I fully agree with that. It's a reflection in some way.
Yeah. But I think you also...
I think he's behind Dobbs, don't get me wrong, but they're... You're bringing him in for a reason.
Yeah, but part of the reason could be because he also talked about how big the practice squads are. And not that DeVito's necessarily going to go on the practice squad, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, they claimed him on waivers. He's on the team.
Yeah. He's on the team. But I'm just saying, like, he's saying how you have, like, 70 guys that are practicing. And so going up against the Patriots starters, do you want to throw Dobbs every time? Like, no, maybe not. Like, you know, I think you need another arm, even for whether it's for the receivers, whether it's for the defense.
And look, DeVito could just be a guy, he lit you up in the preseason game. Like Ryan Cowden. I think Phil asked this question as well. Ryan Cowden worked with him in New York, so they have a connection to him. So maybe it's just a player they like that became available. But I do think in some way it's a reflection on Dobbs. Here's an interesting read on the press conference from the text line. We mentioned he sounded low energy.
Yeah, I did.
Vrabel doesn't sound real happy with the team they put together.
I mean, maybe.
Do you think it's any of that?
Just very reserved. No, because it's not like he's surprised by this is what the roster is. He's been with them every day just about for over a month, so he knows what this team is.
He's got a good idea of how crummy the roster is, if indeed he agrees that it's a crummy roster.
And there really wasn't any crazy cuts to ask him about. I mean, they probably did keep the 53 best players,
give or take. Bourne was the newsiest one. I don't know if it's crazy. We didn't really expect him to make the team.
And then they also did ask him about the kicker competition, which seems like it was a sham competition.
It did. Yeah, that's...
They did ask him about that.
Look, I don't have a big problem with keeping the sixth round guy you drafted and clearly liked. Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend. He said he got the sense it wasn't really close.
So this is my take from yesterday.
Externally, it was a competition, but internally, they didn't really feel like it was close. If you're going to hold the competition, you should give it to the guy who won, and Parker Romo outkicked him.
Right, but Borgalis is the guy they drafted, so they ended up keeping him. I do think, regardless of which kicker they kept, they're going to lose the game this year because of the kicker. I feel pretty confident that that's going to happen, whether it's like a missed extra point early or like game on the line, 40-yard field goal shank. Like, I just
kick it out of bounds.
I don't have a ton of confidence in Borgalis.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. So there you go. That is Mike Vrabel. Some interesting stuff in there. Not quite as juicy as I was hoping for, admittedly. But that was Mike Vrabel here on Jones and Keith. I'm sure WEEI Afternoons will react to that. And all the latest moves from the Patriots. Kendrick Bourne out. Tommy Cutlets in. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. I just saw him walking down the hallway. So stay tuned. That's at 2 o'clock. And we'll get you the clip du jour coming up next.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today... Just one day after one of the biggest days of our show history, our brief show history. And so we had to open up the show talking about that.
No, you know what I missed yesterday, Keith?
What's that?
I missed our anniversary.
Yes.
You know
our
what?
Our one-year anniversary. Did you get me anything?
I must have misplaced it on the calendar.
I was looking for cake down the hallway. Never saw cake. Looking for a pizza party. Never saw a pizza party.
I forgot the days.
Yeah.
You're fired!
Oh, God!
Nick. Come on.
I forgot the days.
Yeah, you mixed them up.
It's I'm going to make it up to you.
You mixed them up.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's just a day. It's just a day on the calendar.
I was waiting for even a simple phone call or a text. Didn't even receive that.
Keith was sitting here yesterday after the show with just a table set for two. Candles lit.
Big thing of pasta.
Just
one bowl of pasta. There's one giant bowl of pasta.
Just like, you got a lady in the trampet?
Yes. Yeah, there's a cold bowl of pasta.
He'll be here. He always shows.
I had to run to the store and get some cigarettes.
Yeah, I know you did.
I had to run to the store and get some cigarettes. What do you want from me?
It was sad. It was a sad day. It was a bad day.
And I missed our one, the Jones and Keith, many said.
Yeah.
Including us.
Yeah.
Many said we may never get there, Keith.
Fingers crossed on the 1 year. We hit the 1 year.
Looks like we made it.
Also, I'll say this. It is officially year two, day one.
Yep.
Day one, year two.
Yes.
We're going to remember this one, too. The day that Tommy Cutlets was claimed off waivers. The
day
Kendrick Bourne asked for his release, but was going to get cut anyway.
Yeah.
So much stuff. Oh, and Bill Belichick and Jordan trademarked Gold Digger.
Oh, yeah.
All that on our first day of year two.
I left you this story over here if you want it, Hart. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the Nines. What's coming up on the program today?
So stick around for the immediate interview with Alex Cora. Should be joining us right around 2:10.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, with the early, starts in Baltimore. Woo. I think he bumps his entire schedule up a little
bit.
So
makes
Alex Cora right off the rip there, as they say, at 2:10. Obviously, we'll keep reacting to these Patriots transactions. Maybe there'll be more. Maybe there won't be. We can break down how nobody wanted any of their players.
No, God, no. All available for the practice squad.
I was going to say, they pretty much filled out their entire practice squad with guys that nobody else wanted. Yeah.
And then some of their players didn't want them, and were like, yeah, no, this ship is sinking. Can I dive off the ship? We'll get into some of that, how you feel about the Patriots. We asked an interesting question early in the week that I would love a quick, just reactionary response from.
All right.
Who will win more games in the month of October, the Boston Red Sox or the New England Patriots?
Oh, Red Sox.
You sure about that?
Sox.
I'm pretty sure about
it. It's a bad schedule for the Patriots. There's like Browns in there, Titans.
But they can only win, what, five?
Four.
Oh, give me
Bills is
give
one
the Sox.
Of them.
We're Sox. High on the Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
They got the best pitching staff in the American League.
ALCS, here we come.
Yeah, why not?
I love the ball.
Yeah, I was like,
what's he making me say on the radio?
Divisional round. Here
they're going to play regular season games in October as well, so I can add to the total. And then I assume.
I don't think so.
Oh, they don't this year?
I think September 30th is the start of the wild card.
Okay.
Can't sneak you, in a I mean, you did ask the question, so you should know.
Yeah, I'd assume you've done this research.
All right.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
But it is.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, there'd be all playoff games. Okay, I'll still say playoff games.
And if you play really well in the wild card series, you could win two, move on.
Yep.
Then never win another one and only win two, and maybe your Patriots are rolling midseason, Mike Vrabel.
5-3. 5 for the Red Sox, 3
so
for
you're
the
very league. Confident that'll be the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ALCS.
You happy with your pick there, number three? Fantasy League, did you hear that?
Not really.
Okay, three's a little high.
It's a little high, and I feel like it's
Stitz and Ted are number 10.
Stitz and Ted, awesome. And you guys don't get the joke, even, that Jeff Cirilla pulled off. The only person he named first and last name was Dan Ball, which is a little ongoing joke on our afternoon show, because I call him Dan Ball at all times.
Cirillo's like a part of the team now.
Yeah,
we should maybe bump Scheim out and put Cirillo in.
Yeah, maybe he'll put himself
in. You want to be in the league?
You're in the league now.
I will say, for $9, even though he didn't do the whole order, you got your money's worth.
You got your money's worth.
Yeah,
we talked about it for the last 30 minutes.
Pretty good stuff. All right, well, we got the fantasy draft tomorrow. You got Alex Cora coming up about 15 minutes from now on WEEI Afternoon. Stay tuned. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we're back tomorrow for a short program. Just a 2-hour sprint.
Day baseball. Crochet day.
Crochet day.
Yeah.
Well, Red Sox day baseball tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 10 here on WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.